On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came on your smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cutting sheet Tuesday.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, whatever.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? No. No, that's not me. No, that's someone that looks like me. That's not me either. No. Oh my God, no. Oh, never mind. Kids, did you have a good time yesterday doing the Halloween thing? That's my evil laugh. That's enough. Fade it out. Fade the thing out. All right, good. How are you? Welcome to the program. My name is... Oh, crap, I forgot. It's not important. Halloween has come and gone. There'll be another one next year, but until then, that's all we have. No, no, no. Hey, usually today, the November 1st, the first November, oh God, Ron, say what's on your mind, you're driving me crazy. The first Sunday in November is when we, there is daylight savings time where you save the daylight in a bank, it earns interest. Daylight savings time will be next Sunday, November whatever, November 7th will be daylight savings, Eastern, whatever the hell it is, and Western Central time, Pacific Nature time, Mountain time, Greenwich Mean time. In the meantime, it's Greenwich Mean time. That's when it gets dark an hour earlier. Some people actually can't handle that. Most people can't. Most people don't like that when it gets dark so early. It can get dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. Most people don't like that. I say, what's the problem? What is your problem? It's not like that all year. Some people say, oh no, I get depressed. I get depressed when it gets dark so early. Oh my God. What's wrong with you? Hey, here's a suggestion. If you get depressed because it gets dark so early, here's a suggestion. Write it down and follow my instructions. Here's what you do. If you get depressed when it gets dark too early in the day because of the daylight savings time thing, here's what you do. Turn a light on. Ron, that's genius. I never thought of that. I just sit in a room and it's dark for a long time. Turn the light on. They actually sell a bulb now. That's not the end of the sentence. They actually sell a bulb in the stores, and it's called Daylight. And you would say, oh, that's interesting. Yes, it's psychologically, interestingly enough, it mirrors what daylight looks like. Yes, it doesn't have that yellowish incandescent tint to it. It actually says on the box, daylight bulb. And when you turn on the daylight bulb, it's like incredible. It's like daylight. It really is different. It's a very, very, they call it, I don't know which company it is, but they call it their HD bulb, their high definition bulb. Let me explain something to you. Not everything is high definition. It can't be. It's not like you can open a can of beans and the beans are high definition. It's stupid. Stop calling everything high definition. You think that that's a marketing selling point or something. High definition would be like, you know, a movie or something that you watch or something like that. It can't be a bulb, and it can't be a can of beans. Yes, we have a high definition piano. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, if you have one of those seasonal depressions, I get that. You know, because you got Halloween, ooh, big holiday, ooh, Halloween, and then, oh, Thanksgiving, that's when the family gets together and they eat together, and you look at each other and say, I now know why we don't do this more. It's because you all annoy me, but once a year, you still annoy me, but okay, whatever. Then it's Christmas, Christmas is so intense with the family thing and the gatherings and the presents and the Santas and the church thing. It's so much. The trees and the holly and the holly, and the same with Hanukkah. I just wet down my desk. The same with Hanukkah with the menorah thing. 8 days of gifts, but the gifts are shitty. I don't know. I mean, that, you know, I get that. And then New Year's Eve, where we celebrate nothing. We celebrate, it's always been a horrible year. We're always celebrating the year being over. It's the most pessimistic holiday in the world. Oh, we can't wait for the next year. We're going to ring in the new year because the previous year was not good. You say that every single year. And then the next year comes and you never learn the lesson. Oh, I'm looking forward to the next year. What are you looking forward to? Every time the year's over, you always say it sucked. And then you get into your seasonal depression because nothing happens anymore. I have nothing to do now. It's January, February, March. I got nothing to do. Go to the movies. Get a pizza. I mean, seriously. Ron, it gets dark so early. Turn the lights on. That's what they're there for. It gets dark so early, though. I don't. It's depressing when it gets dark so early. Oh, you know what? Therapy. You don't even have to go to the therapist's office anymore. You can do it virtually, you know, with your little Zoom thing or whatever they call that. Take advantage. Most health insurance covers your seasonal depression. Ron, it's a serious thing. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, it is, right? Okay. Whatever. All right. Anyway. So Halloween is over. Now the kids get into a seasonal depression. They have nothing to do. They have nothing to do but go to school. I get it. That is sad. That is sad. You know, yesterday, Halloween, kids actually had school. It was a school day. And that's sad. Halloween should be a day off for children. because they should coat their stomachs with kaopectate and Pepto-Bismol. That should be an all-day thing. You know, it's like getting a colonoscopy. It's the same thing. Prepare for all the candy you're going to shove down your throat. Because half the kids in the United States are sick today from eating all that stupid candy. Do you remember candy corn? I used to like that. I used to think it was actually corn niblets that were candied. Because I was a virtual stupid idiot. Candy corn is just all freaking sugar. It's like sugar. It's just sugar that has color striations on it. Somewhere there's a kid running around the room on a sugar high. Somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I think you'll know where it is when you see it. Anyway, Halloween done, finished. Get rid of those freaking pumpkins. We're done with that, aren't we? No, Ron, keep the pumpkins around till Thanksgiving. Oh, come on, really? There are a few houses that I've passed already in the area in which I live who have put up their Christmas decorations. This is the day after Halloween. It's November 1st for those of you that don't have a calendar. It's a little early to put up the Christmas decorations, except for the people that probably never took them down. Why should I bother? It's coming up again next year. Why go through all the hassle of taking the lights off the building? Why the hassle of putting the lights on the building to begin with is what I say. I used to like putting the lights on my house, and I don't know why. To be honest with you, I don't know why. You know what's really classy is just like maybe a candle or something in the window, or you know, or a wreath on the door, in memory of Aretha Franklin, obviously. Something that's classy to me. Simple has become classy. When I was younger, it was embellishment and flashy and all that. Now it's at my age, of a ripe old age of 27, I like simple things. I like, except for simple people, I don't like them. I like people that have some layers to them, you know, like even when they dress in layers, I like that. I like people who have some complexities to them, you know. But I don't. No. Yeah. You know, simple people. No. That's, come on. What am I going to do with you? When I used to date, I used to date these girls that had a lot of baggage, because I found that when you have a lot of baggage, you'll basically go anywhere destination wise. Yeah, people that travel a lot. Hey, do you want to go to a country where they all have snot dripping from their nose?
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, sure.
You know, people that travel is just like, I'll go anywhere. I just travel. I hate being in the same place for more than 2 minutes. Anyway, I met these girls that had a lot of baggage, and they used to actually walk around with their suitcases. That's how much baggage they had. I love the phrase, you know, when something is complicated or somebody has a problem, here's what you say. Let's solve the problem. Let's sit down and let's unpack this. Now we're going to unpack you. We're going to unpack the problem. We're going to unpack it. Take out the toiletries. Is this your bra? Ooh, let's unpack that. You know, come on, stop with the phrases. I can't stand that. All right, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I got a question for you. It's been on my mind for quite some time. Actually, it hasn't. I just started here. What about this?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Okay, here's the funniest thing of all. I live near a college. I don't go to it. I live near it. Sometimes I'll walk on the college campus because it's a nice walk. I enjoy walking the college campus. I walk with my dog, and we have a nice time. My dog doesn't get exercise. I do. Actually, we both do, but it's more about me. But it's a beautiful college campus because it costs a lot of money to go to college. So the campus is really, really nice because it costs a lot of money and it has to look like it's nice because you paid a lot of money. You wouldn't go to a college where there are derelicts living in boxes outside of the dormitories. Probably not the best image for a college. So I go walking through the college. And I don't understand the way kids dress. Now, we're in a seasonal change here. This is autumnal. We're autumnal now. And some days are a little bit, I wouldn't say warm, but very comfortable. And other days are very, very cold. It goes back and forth from day to day. But here's what I don't understand, because adults, I get it. When you become an adult, you know how to dress now. You know, oh, it's cold outside, I'll put a jacket on. I put a sweater on. Oh, it's cold outside, I'll put on long pants. I'll wear sweatpants. I mean, they pretty much know at this. I think when you get older, the only benefit is now you know how to dress. Kids, they don't know. They have no idea how to dress. Maybe it's because they're just out of their parents' home and it's the first time they've ever had to dress themselves. I don't know. But I'm walking the college campus and I'm seeing this. It's about 60 degrees outside. That's about, it's not cold, it's not hot, it's just kind of right in the middle. Here's what they're doing. They wear sweatshirt, a heavy sweatshirt, long sleeve, heavy sweatshirt. On the bottom, they wear shorts. I don't get that. I don't get that. Unless when you're young, your body temperature is split in half at the groin. But I don't get that fashion statement or the mentality of dressing like that. Oh, my upper body, I'm freezing. I gotta wear a sweatshirt. But my skin shall be exposed on the bottom half because my legs are hot. What? What kind of, what's in your head? Oh, I'll put a sweatshirt on. What about pants? Nah, don't bother. Is it warm or is it hot? Make your mind up. Sometimes I'll see people wearing sweatpants and big socks and a halter top. I don't understand that either. What's the deal there? Maybe half your body isn't telling the other half of the body what the temperature is. I don't understand that. Perhaps they were a magician's assistant and had their body split in half in a bad magic trick, then had it sewn together in the emergency room at the hospital, and now there's two separate temperatures for both halves of your body. By the way, here's a great magician's trick. I've seen people sawn. I made up my own word. It's the past tense of saw. I've seen people who were sawed in half, but it's always at the waist. They never do the magic trick. They never saw a lady in half lengthwise. I've never seen that. That'd be great magician's trick. I've seen it 1,000 times. Yeah, they saw the woman in half, and then they separate the table she's lying on, and her upper body's over there, and her bottom of her body's over there, and the magician puts the tables back together, and all of a sudden she's fine again. Yeah, I've seen that 1,000 times. I don't know how they do it, but I've seen it. I think animatronics are involved. They are little robotic things, you know, to make the toes wiggle and that kind of thing. But to see a lady sawed in half lengthwise, I've never seen that before. Try that. Do you like magic tricks? You know what the most boring magic trick is to me? Card tricks. They are so freaking boring. Look, is this your card? I don't, stop it. Just stop saying, is this your card to me? I don't. You know, little kids do these little card tricks, and it's adorable. But when adults do it, it's not adorable. And nothing that adults do are adorable anymore. Remember that? Remember being adorable no matter what you did?
Look, she's picking her nose. She's only 3 years old and she's picking her nose. That's adorable.
Yeah, try doing that when you're 72. Look at that man over there. He's picking his nose. That ain't adorable. It's disgusting. Yeah, you're out of your adorable phase. That's kind of depressing in itself, almost like seasonal depression. You're not adorable anymore. Except if you're a man, then you become adorable for no reason whatsoever. If you're walking in a shopping mall and you're a young girl, you're like in your 20s, and a man comes up to you, 25, 26, and says, "Hey, would you like to go out with me and we can have passionate sex?" You would scream and call the mall security and they take that stalker out of the building and arrest them. However, if you're 90 years old and you're in a mall and you walk up to a beautiful young lady and say,
"Excuse me, young lady, you're adorable. I wish I could take my body and slather myself all over you until you sweated. And I wish I could take my head and waddle it in your breasts."
What would be her reaction? "Oh, well, that's adorable, but thank you anyway. Thank you. Thank you for the kind attention. Thank you. Have a nice day." I'm serious. It's weird. Not that I'm waiting till I'm 90 so I can do that. Because very infrequently does the young lady say,
"Oh, okay. Should we go to your house?"
That doesn't happen either. Maybe in the movies. You know, things don't happen the way they happen in the movies, by the way. At all. Not in the least. In every single movie, these two people meet in a bar. And they're having drinks. And they're unpacking each other's problems. They're doing unpacking. They've had a few drinks. One looks at the other. Their lips meet. And then the next scene, they're in a hotel room or at somebody's house or apartment having wild, passionate sex. That doesn't happen. Maybe it happens to somebody, but not to you. Has that ever happened to me? Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. But if it did, it didn't happen a lot. Or ever. I think it did once. I can't really recall. At the time, it was probably wonderful. At this point, I kind of forget. It doesn't happen like that. We don't have these encounters with people and end up in hotel rooms with them. Do we? I don't think we do. Anyway, unless the other person is robbing you, you know, when you go to the bathroom, that's something else. You know, that's a scam. Watch out for that. But other than that, took me a while to get my wallet back. Anyway, hey, come on now. I didn't mean to make fun of you if you have seasonal depression. I know it's a thing. I don't understand it, but I get it. It's a thing. You're not supposed to talk about conditions, certainly not medical conditions, and certainly not mental conditions. You don't do that because somebody has whatever you're talking about, and it's not funny to them. It's a horrible thing. So should I apologize for that? Well, yeah, I guess I should. You know why? So what? So what? So what? The apology is not heartfelt. It's not heartfelt. I'm just saying it because I'm supposed to. It's not heartfelt. Yeah, I know. I know. I am getting older, though. I just realized that. My birthday is about 8 days away, specifically. I don't celebrate my birthday. I'll do a whole show about that because it's true. The older you get, the less you want to celebrate your birthday. Very similar to when you're really young and you're like 1 year old, 2 years old, or 3 years old, and your parents hold a party for you. You don't know what the hell's going on. You don't know these people. You don't even know what a birthday is. You don't blow out the candles. You spit on them. The party's not for you. It's for your parents, not for you. Then you get older and it's for you. And that's fun, you know, when you're in your 20s because it involves alcohol. Then you get older and it's like, oh my God, not another one. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm happy with what I am. I don't want to be another one. Yeah, it happens, believe me. Anyway, I got one coming up, and psychologically it damages me. I can have a headache, you know, for a day or two for some odd reason, and then I take an aspirin or something or nothing, and the headache goes away. When you get older and you get a headache, you think you have some type of mental brain cancer or something. It's interesting how when you get older, these conditions, you know, when you were younger, you just laughed them off. You're like, oh, my knee hurts. I'm just going to work it out. When you get older and your knee hurts, you're taking some type of diagnostic test or an MRI. I don't think I know what MRI stands for. I actually do, but I'm not sure. I think it's metallic radiation investigations. I don't know. But that's why I have a doctor. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know everything anymore. I had a thirst for knowledge when I was younger. Actually, I had a thirst for a lot of things. But I had a thirst for knowledge. And as I got older, whatever. I don't need to know that, do I? When I was younger, I thought I had infinite wisdom. All information could be stored inside my head. All memories of everything I've ever done or am doing shall be embedded in my head forever. And then you get older and you realize, hey, I'm running out of space up there. My head is like a parking garage. There are no more spaces available. We have to put the sign out that says, sorry, we're full. That's what my brain is doing. Ron, this is your brain talking to you. I can't take another piece of information. I'm sorry, we're full. I can't even remember the stuff that's in there, much less any new stuff. So I'm afraid we're full. Use somebody else's brain. How about putting your information in the cloud? I still don't understand what that means. I still don't understand it. Sometimes I'll look up in the sky and I'll see these clouds and I'm wondering, well, whose information is that up there? Is it mine? They're not marked. Anyway, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. That's what's going to happen there. So have yourselves a wonderful day. I hope that you're recuperating from your Halloweeny. And I hope your kids are okay if you have them. Hope you're okay if you have you. I know it's getting dark early, and I know I made fun of you because you get depressed when it gets dark early, but just remember what I said. Turn the lights on. It won't be as bad as it really is as sitting in the dark, looking out the window, being depressed. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. We'll be right back.
Thank you.